USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. Police in Alabama say the escaped prison inmate and the prison guard accused of helping him escape are in custody. Police say jailer Vicky White and inmate Casey White were captured in Indiana during a car pursuit and subsequent wreck. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Last Monday, Politico published a leaked draft majority opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade. 13 states are preparing to enact immediate abortion bans, and 13 more could quickly follow suit if the Supreme Court decides to overturn the abortion law. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says women should be able to decide.
The children of this generation should have not have fewer rights than their grandparents had. You can have your own views on the issue. There should be the freedom for each woman to decide with her doctor, with her religious leader.
A new report is out regarding birth rates in the United States.
Over the past 30 years, birth rates have declined for women in their 20s. And jumped up for women in their 30s and 40s. As according to a new report from the U.S. Census Bureau, the trend has pushed the median age of U.S. women giving birth from 27 to 30, the highest on record. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Sunday, pro-life nonprofit Wisconsin Family Action was a victim of arson and vandalism after two Molotov cocktails were reportedly thrown into the window by protesters. While the building was also defaced, threatening the safety of those who worked there, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says this was an act of hate and violence.
Hate or violence do not advance any cause, and unfortunately, we're investigating the fruits and of hate and violence in the form of an arson, where a specific nonprofit group was targeted for their beliefs regarding the issue of abortion.
Police in the Bahamas are releasing the identities of three American tourists who died at a Sandals resort. The Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, saying a couple from Tennessee and a man from Florida died over the weekend after complaining of extreme nausea and vomiting, and they're sifting through evidence.
Department of Environmental Health is still on scene, as well as we have some presence of officers, and that area is still preserved.
Dolly Parton is teaming up with Taco Bell to make a Mexican pizza musical. Parton taking to Instagram to announce Mexican Pizza the Musical, which will be a tale based on the true story of the internet losing its mind. The musical is set to premiere live on TikTok May 26th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.